Mental health check-in with Lee. Come on and check in with me. Mental health check-in with Lee. Come on and check in with me. Mental health check-in with Lee. Come on and check in with me. Come on and check in with me. Mental health check-in with Lee. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mental Health Check-In with Leek. Today, I have a special guest, Robert Stewart from For the Love of the Challenge podcast. How are you doing, my brother?
I am doing good. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. Thank you for saying yes. I always thank my guests for saying yes. I talk all things mental health because it is like a major topic everybody's talking about. So thank you.
You're welcome.
My first question for you, I ask all my guests this question, and I'm going to ask you, how is your mental health?
Oh, it's good, man. It's good. Schools get ready to start back. I just went back to, I'm doing third grade, because last year I did second grade. So this year, I went ahead and said, I'll go ahead and do third, because I'd rather do, either pre-K to two, or first or second, but I say third, where they transition into the third grade. So I helped them in the third grade this year. So I'm excited to be back. School starts on August 21st here. So we are actually setting things up and getting rolling. We found out it's gonna be a whole new curriculum. So wrapping my head around that's been kind of challenging, but overall my mental health is good.
That's good. I love to answer that, ask that question because, like, I feel like we can be struggling. We can be struggling mentally, but we're told, you know how we do, like, guys, we'd be like, we're okay, but mentally we can be struggling. And I feel like when you ask that question, it opens the door for somebody to say, you know, I'm okay, but I'm struggling mentally. I actually did that before with somebody. It was somebody I was going to drive through, and young boy was just looking. I said, you okay? And he was like, yeah. And I was like, how's your mental health? He was like, it's not good. I was like giving him free resources to like check stuff out and everything. So I love to ask that question.
Yeah, that's good that you check in with people because a lot of people need it, man. Like literally. So, and a lot of people don't know the resources that they have in front of them because either they don't have access to them or they don't want to look into it or their pride is going to say, oh, I don't need that. No, we all need somebody to talk to and cry on their shoulders to. That you normally if you need to get something out.
Yeah. My next question for you is one of my I can say this every time. This is like my second best follow-up question. Growing up, was it okay not to be okay for you?
I mean, I heard you ask that question and I was like, well, I grew up in the 80s and 90s, okay? I mean, where we were more influenced by what we saw on TV, music, media, music videos. And we were, taught one thing where you don't want to show your emotions. They'll think you a little punk or something like this. This is a crybaby. We can bully this person or something. So it was, honestly a bold fat lie, honestly. And as you grow older, you realize that it don't really matter in reality. But I didn't learn until later on to let all that shit go, just let it go and focus on yourself, also help other people and guide other people, but focus on yourself and strive to do the best to your ability.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
You're just, welcome.
There's no perfect or right and wrong answer to that, but I think you're the first person that said, growing up in the 80s, 90s, how different it was, mental health, like even if it was talked about back then, even me, I was born in the 90s, like May 11, 1990, and I feel like it wasn't okay to talk like to be weak, cry, you even call the punk, or sissy, or just like right. And everything. And that's why I'm so thankful for today's where we at in today's world, because like mental health is a major subject. Everybody talks about it. We let men know that It's okay to not be okay.
Yes, 100% agree.
Yeah, which goes into my next question. There is a stigma surrounding mental health, right? It's a stigma surrounding men's mental health. What do you say to that stigma that says, you have to man up, you're a man, you'll get over it, stop acting like a girl, men don't cry, we don't get depressed, we just keep it moving. Like, what do you say to that stigma that's out there?
I think it's a bunch of bull, honestly, because it's a reality. Once you get that reality check, number one, it's a surreal moment. Especially I think the last time I almost, well, I really, when I came back from LA, that was about 2010, I got into a horrible accident out on Highway 5, which brought me back to St. Louis. And so once I got back to St. Louis, it's like everything slowed down for me. So I was falling into this deep depression. Okay. So I had to find other outlets to figure out how can I get myself out this hole that I'm digging myself into that I really don't need to be in. And I was so used to everything in LA moving fast. And to this day, I still say being out in the Midwest is so slow that it drives me crazy. I've gotten back adjusted and used to it, but if you throw me back out there in LA, I feel like I'm in my element, because I've been there, done that. I'm a little older now, but I'm a little calmer. But I say if it wasn't for baseball, if it wasn't for the challenge, I don't know where I would be. Even talking with people, you can talk to people so much when I realize, but you have to find your voice and your way out that situation, no matter how many times you talk. Because I remember when I got hurt, I dropped 185 pounds on my chest.
Oh, wow.
It, yes, it hurt it so bad. It took almost took the life out of me. I could have died literally because,
You working out?
yeah, I was working out and I was doing this new program that I had started. And it was with the resistant band, so I had the resistant bands on it. And I had, it was about 185. And so I went up, and then my hands collapsed up under me, and it fell on my, it would actually bounced on my chest. The dude that was next to me, he quickly got up and he took it off my chest. And so it just kind of put me in like a shock state. But it didn't, I didn't die or nothing. It didn't put me in no cardiac arrest or anything. But the aftermath, it took me about 6 to 8 months to heal from that and to find myself again. Because I was like, I don't know if I'm going to ever be the same. I don't know if I'm going to be able to lift this amount of weight again. And I was like, okay, I got to find something to dig myself out of this situation. But this one day, I went to this gym that this guy was telling me about, everybody was going to. I said, let me go check this out, man. I've heard this is a top-notch gym. Everybody go to it. All the guys that be going out and lifting weights and stuff. So I walk in this gym. I kid you not. A matter of maybe 15 seconds into my workout, it's something just clicked. And it was like, okay, I'm back. Okay, I was feeling it. I said, okay, I said, I'll stop. I'm back. I said, I'm ready to hit the weights hard. And so finding that outlet is one thing, but you have to continue to seek it. If you don't seek it, whether it is going to baseball games, whether it's listening to music, going to movies, that's another good source of therapy. It's going to the movies, escaping. It gives you that 2 hour escape, and then it resets you. And then once that movie is over, then you feel refreshed. It's like, okay, I needed that, because all the stuff that's going on around you. You got issues after issues with have to take care of the kids, got to do this, do that. And it's like once you go to that movie, it's like you have that mental escape, which helps feed your brain and say, okay, you're reset, refreshed, and now go conquer the world.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that, man. That was so
You're welcome.
good story. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I say to the stigma that it's bullshit, like how it's still like I'm gonna say something to my next question, but it's still so much going on in a world where men are dying by suicide. Correct term, die by suicide, ladies and gentlemen. Die by suicide, they're dying by suicide. And it's sad that people feel like they can't talk to no one because they feel like they're going to clown. They can't talk to no one because they feel like nobody's going to listen, or they just feel alone. You know, because sometimes I get that feeling sometimes where I feel like I'm alone. I don't want to talk to, and I had someone to talk to, but sometimes I'd rather keep it to myself. Because some people may feel like they're a burden if they talk to their friends. And some people, you know, not everybody understands mental health and not everybody wants to listen to somebody just be depressed. And I get that, you know, outside looking in and just being a person that's always depressed. I get it. And which leads me into my next question, right? Before you answer the question, I'm going to answer it first because I try to answer it first with this question. I want to say anybody out there is listening that's struggling with any thoughts of suicide or deep, dark depression, there is a suicide crisis number out there. The number is 988. They are available 365 days. If you feel bored, lonely, alone, and need someone to talk to, they are there. There are also free resources out there. If you use Google or just ask somebody, it's free resources out there. I used to facilitate some free support groups for NAMI. NAMI is a, you know, across the United States, is a free mental health organization that supplies resources for mental health, but also has free online support groups. They don't replace therapy, but I feel like support groups are amazing. I have attended some and online, most of them are online in person, but I attended some in Bucks County, PA, because I'm from Philly. I attended one in Delaware, live in Delaware now, and I attended one, I think New York City and stuff like that, was all online, but they are there to help you. You know, I was facilitating like so many support groups, men's group, a Black Minds Matter group for, you know, people of color, a peer group, grief group, all different type of groups. They are available for you, and different NAMIs have different type of groups. My question for you, and I said I would answer, is have you ever dealt with any thoughts of suicide or just thoughts of not want to be here? And I'll answer it first. So everybody knows my story. You know, I got a book out. Everybody knows that did a documentary. When I was young, I was sexually abused by two of my male cousins. So I think I shoved it away and everything until I got to age 26. I'm 33 now. And that's when life started just kicking my ass and everything. I just was depressed. Didn't know why until I started going back to church and I started being around a lot of men. And I just felt this uncomfortableness. And I guess the sexual trauma just came back to me. You know, I start having feelings of just like not want to be here. Then 2019, lost my mom to liver cancer. Then 9 months later, sister, you know, 2007, lost my grandma. My grandma raised me. So, you know, 2007, I lost my grandma. So it was just like so much stuff that I was going through and still go through this day. You know, some days where I am suicidal, where I feel like no one checks on me. Like recently, because people they're not going to listen to this, but some of my friends that I want support from, I don't get support from. You know, like, I changed my number recently to go on isolation, and I didn't give a lot of people my number. I could tell you like probably like on my hand, only 5 people got my new number. And one of my friends asked me why. I said, y'all don't use the old number, don't nobody check in. I always checking in on people, who's checking in on me. And I said, I just rather be to myself, you know. I don't want to feel like, you know, because there's times I said that bridges wanting to jump. It's time that I just made plans to die and nobody really has checked in on me like I check in on people. And like I still do this podcast too. I talk mental health. I think it's very therapeutic for me. I recently started doing like freestyle episodes where it's like not one-on-one, just group ones where we just talk about stuff. And this is like a hobby I'm not gonna say hobby, it's something I love to do, just talk about mental health. Every time I talk about it, I smile. I could be depressed, I could be just, you know, suicidal or whatever, getting on 988 talking to someone. But this is why I'm here. So the question is open for you, my brother.
I haven't thought about suicide in a very long time. I probably will never have that thought again, because I was younger. When I had thoughts of suicide, I was younger. I didn't think nobody loved me. Didn't think nobody wanted to be supportive there. But what I realized growing up and being, because I'm 40 years old now, so I mean, I'd rather go to heaven. I'd rather die and go to heaven. If it's not a heaven, oh well. But I believe in God. God has shown me different things and opened a lot of doors to knowing that he's there. And regardless of what's going on around me, whether it's death in the family or losing loved ones left and right, at the end of the day, everybody is born to die. At some point, and I was telling this other young man this, I ran into a couple of young people at this bar that I was at one night, and I told him, I said, "You living high on life right now. You are at the pinnacle. Your mom, dad, aunts, uncles are living." I've had more people passed away in the past, I don't know, 10, 20 years. Grandparents gone, uncles disappeared. I got several uncles who passed away that I knew, that I was close to. A sister passed away. That was a tough time. But in the end, God is in control. He knew these things was gonna come, and he puts you through different tests to build you up, to prepare you for things that's unseen. Because God has prepared. Because I'm gonna tell you about this dream I had. I used to want to do delivery. I always wanted to do delivery for some reason. I always tried to go get it. Never heard back from him. So God said, "Okay, I'm gonna give you your dream job." Okay. Now I'm telling you this now. God showed me, yes, I gave you your dream job. Now I see you're not happy about it. I see you are a little frustrated with it, but you asked for it. And I said, "You know what? I can't complain because I sure did ask for it." And I said, it's just too much. Doing delivery is too much. They give you way too much to deliver. They expect you to deliver over, make 200 and some or 300 and some stops a day." I said, no, there's got to be some type of outlet where it says, okay, all be all, stop. But I say this because when I look at it and I look at the people who have I lost, if I commit suicide, my life means nothing. I've just wasted a full 40 years for nothing on this earth if I commit suicide today, or if I have any type of suicide thought. But that's why you have those support groups that you talk about. And you gotta realize something, man. Everybody's not gonna be your friend. Everybody's not gonna be your friend. You can look on your wall right now, on your Facebook, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, you could have over maybe 2,000, 3,000, only two, three, maybe four or five people on there that's you can kind of really say that are true friends. You got those friends that you can sit there and talk to. You got those friends that you can't really say you can hang out with them, fine and dandy, but you moving on. So I look at it like, okay, with me, I have so many distractions. I can play video games here, go to a movie, go out and travel, because I travel by myself. I go anywhere in the United States by myself. I'm not scared to go anywhere. I go anywhere. So, and I'm thinking about traveling by myself to another country. So that's gonna be new for me. I'm gonna be kind of nervous because it'll be my first time outside the country. And I'm like, okay, I'm not in the United States now. So that's gonna be the only time I'm gonna be kind of nervous. But knowing who to talk to, God actually leads you to those people. Have you turned those opportunities down? Yes, everybody does. We all do, and when he sends you somebody and you send them away, then hey, just say you send by yourself. You say, "Man, I wish I had somebody to go with." I could tell you so many places I've been to. God has actually placed that person there, and he say, "Okay, y'all gonna just fellowship right then and there. Go to the event, and after the event's over, y'all never gonna see each other again." So You got to take those as like, okay, God has sent somebody to me. You know, just little small stuff that we turn down. God has sent you someone that you asked for. It's like, okay, I sent you this, but you turned them away. So why are you here? You know what I'm saying? In the end, why are you here? I told you, you asked for this, I gave you this, and you turned it away. Why are you here? So recognizing that, especially you said you're at a stage, you're 30, in your 30s, you're gonna continue to grow, you're gonna continue to learn of people, you're gonna continue to see different things. It's like, who's really your friend, who's really not? And those who not really your friend, you gotta cut them off. So, and just like you did, you know, I changed my number, only maybe one, two people got my number. And because y'all not checking on me, so I gotta cut y'all out, you know. So you gotta do what you gotta do to make sure your mental health is there. And just like you said, you use the podcast as your therapy. Bam, podcast. That's how I use my therapy too. That's another therapy outlet that we use to make sure our mental health stay sharp.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And anybody that's listening, please reach out. The number again is 988. Please dial that number. If you or someone you know that is struggling, you know, with any deep dark depression, suicidal thoughts, like I said, 365 days, they are available. If you are alone and don't want to talk to, or like they really talk to anybody. So please, please, please dial a number or wherever you are in the United States, make sure you get into NAMI. NAMI is a dope organization with free mental health resources. So make sure you get into that. Our next question for you, right? What are some coping skills that you could recommend to someone that's struggling with their mental health, right? But before you say something, Robert coping skills and Lee coping skills may be different for every, it's different for everybody. It does not mean that it will work for everybody, but there are some coping skills that we may mention that may work for someone. So you got it.
Working out, that's the number one. Working out, because I mean, if you look at America, America is not a healthy United States. You have a lot of fast foods, whatnot. People's like, okay, how do I start? Okay, working out, working out, relieve a lot of that tension, that stress from you. It just relax you. It gets you to focus and get you ready to go. Work out, number one. You ain't gotta lift weights. I ain't telling you to go in, put 225 on the bench press and let it fall on your chest and you're not able to lift it up. Start off small. Just go for a walk. Let's start it there. Go for a walk. Walk on the treadmill for about 20 minutes, 5 minutes, and then let it grow from there. Another, you know, playing video games. If you're not a video game person, I grew up within the era of video games. You know, I've seen it all. Nintendo, Atari, Sega, Nintendo 64, PlayStation 4, right, everything. So I've had all of them. I still got about four, five, six, I think 10 systems. I've still, before my sister died, I still to this day do not know what happened to the Nintendo and Sega. I'm still a little mad over that, but I'm gonna get over that. Going to events, football, baseball, basketball, hockey. I go to baseball games by myself. Sometimes I go with friends, family, but I think I'm getting ready to go to the game by myself for the first time. I think this season. Did I go by myself? Yeah, I'm going for a baseball game for the first time this season by myself Monday. Because I bought one ticket. One of my friends is going to be there, so I'm going to link up with him down there. But I go to games by myself sometimes when I don't want to be bothered with nobody. Because I know last year I went to a couple of games by myself because I didn't want to take no friends or nothing. I just needed me. That's me time where I
It's
just chill, watch a baseball game, going to a movie. That's a good one. That's really turn off all your electronics. Don't turn it on. Just focus on the movie. Focus on what you are watching right then and there, and that gives you a lot of therapy, and you don't even realize it. What's another one? Just Hanging out, just going to a bar, just going out by yourself. Sometimes it's good to go out by yourself. You ain't gotta have all, four or five people with you. Just don't do nothing crazy and get yourself in trouble. That's all. And just have a good time. I do that. I'll go anywhere by myself. I don't care.
I'm a big fan of like going places by myself. I go out to eat by myself. I go to the movies.
Yeah, see?
I have no problem. Like people like you, some people I know are like, you go out by yourself. Like this is no problem.
Yeah, man.
I know me, I'm like a time person. I like to be on time. I wait for nobody
Right.
together and everything. It's just me. So I'm a big believer in going out by yourself.
Because you can easily talk to people. Hey, how you doing today? You doing all right? I talk to a ton of people. I don't care if I know you or don't know you. I will approach you and say, hey, how you doing today? My name is such and such. I say, how's your day going? Woo, and just shooting the breeze, man. You'll know who to talk to because they'll talk to you back. So,
Yeah.
but yeah, those different things. You want to try? I mean, just try anything, really. You can pick. You just don't have to talk to a live person. Some people need to talk to a live person, but some people don't. I said, just doing different things and trying different things that'll help you with your mental health as well.
Yep. And I'm recommending some coping skills. Journaling, that's a thing to do. If you're not a writer, they you have a phone, you can voice journal or get a tape recorder and just like put it away, lock it away. Therapy is a must, guys. Therapy, if you try therapy and your first therapist or second therapist, therapist don't work out, it's okay, keep trying. I've been to plenty of therapists, so trust and believe there is a therapist out for you. If you're into it, medication may can help with your mental health. I don't take medication, but I do take I think they call them shrooms, yeah, psychedelic mushrooms. It's not mushrooms, but they turn them into like a gummy form. Microdosing, that's the word I'm looking for. Microdosing. That was helping before I went off of them. They was like really helping. It made me feel good. Just any type of like walking, like he said, working out. Working out, people don't understand. Working out, like, I was depressed a long time ago. I was going to the gym every day. Every time I was depressed, I would go to the gym and I felt so much good. And a lot of people don't know working out can make you feel so much good. A lot of people that work out, they work out for their health, but they also work out for their mental too. And that really helps.
Yeah, I pop my music on. I put that Tupac on, Biggie, and I just let it go. Even if I have a real, and this is true, if I have a bad breakup or something, I throw on Eminem, No Love, and I get focused. But I said, boom, boom, get out of that. I'm done. Let's move
Hey, Bella, is
forward.
that a good song?
Yes, it's a dope. It's with Lil Wayne on it.
Okay, I'm definitely going to
So.
listen to that.
I heard Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre got an album coming out. I don't know when he's supposed to drop it, but I can't wait for this one.
Definitely going to download that song, that little love song. Last question for you, right? Someone's listening, right? And they're struggling with their mental health, right? What can you say to them to let them know why is it important that they put their mental health first? Sometimes people that struggles with mental health issues, we put others before us. I do that. I put others before me. So can you tell the person why is important, why is the most important thing that we put our mental health first?
Reason why you put your mental health first is so that you can help others and help them along their journey. Because you never know when that time is going to arise when that person is going to need your help. Because it can be out the blue. Just think of a time when somebody came to you for help and you already knew the answer to it, or you've been through a similar situation, and you was able to guide and help that person. Just like the other day, I think was it I no, it was 2 days ago. I get off work. I'm tired. I'm dog tired. I'm ready to go home. I see I got a flat tire. I got a low tire gauge on. I said, damn. So I pull up to the gas station. This lady is kind of in her this walker thing, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, this is gonna be a while. So, and I understand it. So the lady was like, excuse me, sir, I need help. I said, no problem. I come out, mind you, I'm dog tired. I'm irritated. I'm ready to go home, eat. But I understood her situation because she was kind of disabled. So I'm like, I got to change my attitude. I changed it real quick because my mom always told me, be respectful of your elders. That's
Yeah.
number one. And so I said, I can help you. I jumped out the car. She was like, supposed to be 32. She gave me her tire gauge. So I measured her tire gauge. I, plugged the car thing in, started pumping her thing. I immediately, remember, I'm dog tired. Immediately, all
Yeah.
that left my brain. And it's like, I felt good to help her get to where she's going because it was going to help me get to where I'm going as well. But I forgot that I was dog tired during that time. But it is always good to find different outlets to help people, different resources. Tell them about different resources. And then the lady gave me a couple of dollars, which she didn't have to do that. And I wasn't looking for anything, no handout or nothing like that. It was just out of the goodness of my heart. And then my parents raised a good man, to make sure that everybody's okay. Regardless if you know the person or not, I'm gonna help you out
Yeah.
to so you can get going where you're going. But it's very important for your mental health because it's gonna, number one, it's gonna help you live longer.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gonna definitely help you live longer. It's gonna definitely make you feel good, especially even when you out going out. Let me just go walk down the block, come back, and you come back, oh, that actually helped me reset. And it's just like a person who's been studying for 5 hours and he hadn't taken a break. Then he pulls himself out of it and said, let me take a 30-minute, 40-minute break and then
Yeah.
get back to it. And then once he got back to it, he was refreshed, he was more focused, he was ready to go. So he was able to finish the race and finish the paper,
Yeah.
but he kept going without taking that break. But I say that because you have to have those breaks in between. It's okay if you need to cry, you need to yell, you need to do any of that, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Because I mean, I've cried, but I don't, I'm not gonna be like, I'm not gonna cry long
Yeah.
because I'm like, it's not gonna help my current situation.
At
But
all.
it's going to help me refocus, re-energize myself and say, I can do this.
Yeah. I always say, put your mental health first, because ain't nobody gonna put your mental health first like you gonna put your mental health first. You
That's right.
can't be there for others when you are empty. You can't pour into someone's cup when you are empty. You have to make sure you are taking care of yourself. If you're that person that want to be there for others and you're that go-to friend and go-to person, that's good. But you can't be empty, running on E and trying to fill others up. You can't at all. I tried it before and it does not work.
Yeah, it does
At
not
times I had to take
work.
a break from the podcast where I just was like talking to myself. At times I had to like, you know what? I'm gonna take a break. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay to just take that break and it's like then you get back focused. So like do you watch sports?
No.
You don't watch no sports?
No, I used to. When I
Okay.
was a child.
Who you used to watch then?
Well, I'm just in Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia, so like I'm just a Phillies
Oh,
fan.
so you Phillies
Philadelphia fan,
everywhere.
even though the Sixers don't do nothing, but I'm a Philadelphia fan all across the board. Sixers
Oh,
just.
well, they almost won the Super Bowl last year, but they came close.
Not the Eagles, but the Sixers. I'm like, they just.
The Sixers ain't been good since Allen
I
Iverson.
know. I know.
They need to draft somebody else, but they ain't
Yeah.
been able to have that luck, so we don't
Yeah.
know what. But they got a pretty decent team. If they get a coach, I don't know this next coach they hire. I don't know what he gonna do, but it's gonna be interesting to see.
Wins.
Yeah,
Just
so
saying.
it's funny. So
But before we go, right? We know you have your own podcast, right? So I'm playing a game with you, right? I love when like other podcasts come on, I get to play games, especially because you watch the challenge and everything. So I'm gonna name some shows and tell me if you would go on them, okay?
Okay.
I'm gonna start with The Amazing Race.
Oh, yes, I would go on that. Even though it's gonna be taxing, I would go on Amazing Race.
Why you
I
say
cannot resist. Because I trust me, when I start working for Amazon, dude, I'm like, man, I want to say the first time I went, I was what they work you like a dog. So I say if Amazing Race is similar to that but 10 times worse, yeah, I would do it. I would do it because I would challenge to push myself beyond that measure and see if I can go to that next level. Because that's what I'm working on now, because I'm trying to get to that 315. Right now I can bench about 275, and I'm like, I'm so close to that threshold. I just gotta stay the course.
Hey, I would not go Amazing Race. I'm just put it out there. Not at all. I'm not in shape at all. And I just, even if I was in shape, I don't know if I could do that. 'Cause it's not just being in shape. It's just like you gotta be smart. I'm smart at a lot of stuff. And it's just not for me. So the next show I want to ask you is Survivor.
I used to want to go to on Survivor, but no, honestly, at this point in the stage of my life, I don't want to go back through no camping stuff. I gotta look for food. No, I'm getting too old for that.
They have people older.
Yeah, I know, but I'm like, no, I can't do it because my patience is not there. And I'm not gonna have no patience. And I get hungry. I'm like, dude, y'all gotta feed me for real.
I had Desi Williams on my podcast from Survivor and Cerie. And I told her I would never go in there. I would never do Survivor. I was like, why? So Desi was like, never say never. I said, I'm saying never with exclamation marks and all of that. I watched one season. I think it was like Winners at War, whatever it was, all the winners. And Tyson was fam they all their families came out. And I just was crazy. I was just listening to this episode I did with Cerie like a couple days ago. I was listening to it. And he was talking to his daughter, or I think it was daughter or son. He was like, this is where dad, he was in the ocean. This is where dad pees at and wash up at. I was like, oh, hell no. I'm like, where's the bed? I told that. I think, like, I'm like, do y'all really like be like living like that? They say, yeah. I said, oh no. I was like,
Have you ever went
the
camping?
bugs.
Did
No,
you ever? You never went camping?
that ain't me. But listen, I saw clips
Oh.
of bugs, snakes, scorpion, and I said, y'all gotta live out there. It's like, yeah. I said, oh my God. I said, there's no bathroom for real. She was like, no. I said, yeah, that's not gonna work for me. I need a bathroom, toilet paper. I said, I just could, I like I could like the stuff that they I would just be going crazy. They would have to kick me off the show. I'd be going crazy.
He said, take me back to a hotel.
Listen, I think I asked. I said, "Is this something I felt? Is this like really outside? Let me off camera." She's like, "Yeah." I said,
It's
"Oh wow." I said, "This
outside.
is something out here. Survivor's a no for me. I don't care." Somebody asked me if they knew I would. If I knew I would win, would I still go? I said, "No, not at all. I would
I'm
not.
done.
I would not be uncomfortable." Like my friend that I used to go to church with, he lives in Ohio, and he asked me about this man camp. It was like Christian man camp. I was like, oh, that sounds like it's cool. I was like, he told me he was outside for a couple of days. I was like, hold on, where do y'all take your showers at? He said, you don't. You just work through the day and bring your own. I said, yeah, that's not gonna work for me. Like, first of all, I'm diabetic. I said, I need a bathroom. I need air conditioning. I can't be sleeping outside. I don't know. Yeah, I was like, I don't even know how to build a tent. I said, I'm building a tent. I was like, I'm just sitting there. If I did do that, I'm just sitting there, everybody watching, everybody do work while I'm just sitting there, just chilling. Like, okay. Yeah, I can never go there. The next show, I don't know if you ever watched the show The Traitors.
Watch that? Oh, no, I haven't watched that.
Cerie,
Who?
okay. So I'll say Cerie was there. Yeah, Cerie, Corey from Big Brother, Cody from Big Brother.
I have to look
And you should definitely get into that. Okay, that's since you ain't watched that, how about Big Brother?
it up. I will only go on Big Brother to fulfill my sister's dream. That's the only reason why I would go on Big Brother. But other than that, I wouldn't want to go on Big Brother. But I mean,
Why? Is it just
it's.
being trapped in the house?
Let me rephrase this. No, I wouldn't go on it. For me personally, I would try to go on it just because my sister, she came close to getting on it. It was a long time ago. This is when she was
Oh,
alive.
wow.
I think she made it to the last. She might have made it to the last call and she got cut. I
Oh,
had to
wow.
go back and ask my sister. But she came close to getting on the show, from what I remember. She died in 2015. So she was close to getting on. But that's the only reason why I would actually go. But to be cooped up with people, number one, I don't know nobody up in there. And plus, and if it's somebody that I can't stand, trust me, I'm gonna really get irritated with that person, and then I can make them hate me and try to get me out the house. And see, I'm trying to win the money, okay? So I got limitations, and but I would compete. But me going on there for myself, no, I would just go over there, go on there to fulfill my sister's dream.
That's dope. I think I would do it. I would do Big Brother. I've been a big fan of Big Brother since forever. Like, I feel like I need to do a re-catch up or just watch some old seasons, but I would definitely go in there. I feel like that is me to be sneaky. Listen, I'm in a house. I think that's gonna, like, without my phone and all that stuff, social media, that might be my only downfall, but I think I'll be able to do it. Just
You grew up in the 90s, man. We didn't have all that crap come growing up in the 90s.
go outside. Like, I had plenty of people from Big Brother on my podcast, and I heard some stories where it's just like they can go outside certain days. I'm just like, yeah, that's that is but I think I could do it. I've always been a fan of the show. My friends, so I have a personality to go on that show. I tried that like 2 times, but nothing really happened. Actually, I tried that for the real world before too, like a long time ago.
Yeah, me too.
It was just, I was at the audition in Philly, and you could just tell people was like lying when it was like a group one, and you could just tell people was lying. And I just, when they got to me, I just was like so, like, amazed how people was lying there. I just didn't see nothing really interesting.
Yeah, I remember I did that.
This one girl, she was like, what she said? She said, oh, I'm a bad B, and I see my balls. And it was like, this is, the guy was like, this is not audition for Bad Girls Club. I was like,
I would have been dying laughing on that one. See, me, I'm me. I just be me, because I mean, I remember my audition. I had whoever was behind the camera who was asking the question. I had them cracking up, man. By the time I walked out there, because they asked me a few questions. I can't remember what it was, but it was for, I know, the challenge. And so I was like, hey, I'm just me. I'm telling you the truth, just 100% pure truth. I'm goofy as hell, though. I would have everybody probably laughing so hard, because I'm like, dude, you can't take everything seriously. And that's why I think that's where a lot of downfalls come from, is people take stuff too seriously. I'm like, no, life too short for all that. You gotta laugh. You have to laugh. If you can't laugh, I can't hang around you.
My last one is, you probably might say, yeah, but the challenge. Would
Yeah,
you
100%. Yeah, 100%.
so
I'm ready to go now. So.
it's essentially yes, right? If you was going to challenge and you had to be paired with a female partner, or they say they put you with a male partner, like, who would be your top two male and female partners that you would align with? I mean, be partner with, if it was like a partner season.
Ooh. Darrell, I'm 100% going with Darrell. That's my dog. That's my dog. I see why he gets you to go to get you to that next level. Because when we was on the same volleyball team, I said, now I see why he gets everybody to that next level. That would be my male partner. My female partner, I'm gonna have to go with Oh, I'm torn. I'm torn. I'm torn. I'm torn. Carver, don't be mad at me, but I'm gonna say this. Honestly, I would pick Carver in this situation. But having worked out with Emily before, I would pick Emily as my partner.
Oh, that's dope. Emily's a
Yeah.
good competitor.
Yes, she cold. She cold. I've seen her firsthand worked out next to her. I said, I see why this girl cold now. So,
Darrell's a good pick. He's an OG.
girl,
He's been around for a long time, a long time. I'm trying to see who would be my pick. So females, I'm gonna say Cam. I like Cam. I like Cam. If I was in shape, I think me and Cam could take it and stuff like that.
Me and Cam wouldn't get along.
Because I think she's like real strategic and everything. I think, like, I would have picked Cara, but I would pick Cam. And my Male pick will be, I can't, I don't want to say CT because that's everybody's pick, CT or Bananas or whatever like that. But I'm going to say my bro, Paulie. And the only reason I say Paulie is because that's my bro.
Really?
Because I'm going to pick Paulie because I don't know. I'm going to pick Paulie because I just would love to play with him because that man knows how to stir the pot. And I would just be here for it. He know, like, you know, yeah, people may think what they want to think about him. But I actually like, well, that's my bro. We cool. And we actually better person. He's cool people and stuff like that. I feel like he's a great player. He'll get the people out. He'll get your favorite people out that you like on the challenge. So if I can sit back and ride to the end, I'm like, come on, bro. I'll be like the good cop and he'll be the bad cop.
Yeah, that would be funny. I would crack up, man, literally. But yeah, CT, I'm surprised you didn't say CT, because CT, he a monster.
Yeah, but that's everybody's pick, you know.
Yeah, if you want to win, yeah, you would pick
Yeah,
that, you know, because he's the man, you know, him and Johnny. I still can't believe how long he's been doing it and figured out you let this man win 7 times. And
yeah.
they never caught on to put them into the lemonade.
That's why I cool with Paulie. Because Paulie was doing the same thing. He was like targeting people, favorite people, and putting them in. That's what he was doing.
But that's true, but I don't know if he can win the big one, honestly.
I believe he can. That's not being biased because
I mean, I'm just not being biased, I'm just
no,
being
no, no, no. I'm
realistic.
saying it's not biased on my part because me and him cool. But I really feel like he can and stuff like that. I really, you know, because like I haven't watched a challenge in a while. But you know, to me, my opinion, it's been boring. You know, we need Kara back. We need Paulie back. We need Cam back. We need like make this like you know interesting to watch. Like
So
I haven't watched in a while.
why do you think the challenge fell off to you?
I think after World of Worlds 2, when even though like Paulie and lost that. Last that you know they lost the season. I feel like after that it just got it fell off, you know. They kept casting people like Josh. Like it was just like I think producers don't listen to what the fans want on social media. I really don't think they like we want they want certain people on there. Like the fact that we are getting USA Tonight, you know, are like it's some people I really love on USA, Desi, our bro Luis Colon. Paulie, it's people that I like on there. Tiffany, but why didn't we get All Stars first? Like they just, I don't know what's going on. I don't get it.
Now, I heard All Stars is supposed to be dropping it towards the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken.
That
Oh,
is
yeah.
the dumbest thing ever. Like our people on it, you know, Leroy, you know, the people that's on there, like I'm cool, like Brandon Nelson, that's my bro right there and stuff like that.
Right.
Kefla, he was on my podcast, like talk to him. You know, Janelle, she was on my podcast. Like they cool people, and this is people that people want to see. And it's just like, why are we getting USA?
Right.
You know, when All Stars was filmed first and done first, but it's
Right.
just
Because
Kara's return, Kara's big return. So that's like, you know,
Because I already know who won, but I can't wait to see it
no
play out
spoilers.
on
Yeah.
screen. Yeah, I'm not going to spoil nothing, but I'm going to have you on my podcast. Are you going to watch USA?
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna watch it. There's some people on here that are like really cool. Like I talk to like Desi, Paulie, you know, I'm definitely gonna watch and stuff like that.
So I'm gonna
Luke.
have you on soon. Matter of fact, I'll hit you up and see if you available. We're gonna record right after the show, so I'm gonna give everybody like a 30-minute break after the
Okay.
show, and then we're gonna get re recording. Because matter of fact, I'm recording tonight, so
Okay.
right after the show wrap, it's gonna be 30 minutes, and then we're gonna start after the 30-minute mark, and we're gonna record. So I don't know if it's too late. What time you gotta be up in the morning?
I'm gonna tell you after we done recording. But
Okay.
I want to say thank you for coming on the podcast to talk about mental health.
No
Guys,
problem.
follow his podcast. Can you tell where everybody can find your podcast at?
Yeah, for the love of the challenge, I got a lot of big things coming down the pipeline. You can reach me on Instagram for the love of the challenge. Just shoot me a message, whatnot. I know I got somebody from out of the country that I'm planning on having on, so I got to work out the details and everything with him. So
Yeah.
I'm excited to do that. So check me out if you want to holler at me. Holler at me. Like, subscribe, rate 5-star. I greatly appreciate it.
Make sure y'all check my brother Rob out. Check him out. And I want to say thank you again for coming on the podcast. Thank you so much.
No problem, man. You're welcome.